Good afternoon, everybody. You're tuned to 103.2 Dublin City FM, and this is Europe Today with your presenters for this week, Carmel O'Donoghue and I, John Bourne, here on 103.2 Dublin City FM. Coming up on the programme today, we have a very special interview with Ronan McMurphy, Field Officer with the Irish Language Unit at the Directorate General for Translations for the European Commission. Carmel has a roundup of some of the stories we believe will affect us here in Dublin.
We'll have a roundup of some of the stories making the headlines across Europe, and we'll have some wonderful eclectic music from France and Germany for your enjoyment as well. So stay tuned to us here on 103.2 Dublin City FM for the next half an hour and your programme Europe Today.
Six Irish institutions have won the European Union HR Excellence in Research Awards. The winning institutions were NUI Galway, UCC, the Royal College of Surgeons in Ireland, UCD, University of Limerick and Waterford IT. Over 200 institutions across the EU were awarded for their excellence in creating attractive working conditions for researchers. Alicia O'Rourke of the European Union Office in Dublin says these awards are a great boost for these Irish centres of learning.
These institutions received the HR Excellence in Research Awards, which recognises their efforts at creating attractive working conditions for researchers. This will be an easily recognisable indicator showing researchers that an institution is committed to delivering fair recruitment practices and attractive career opportunities. So it will encourage European researchers to be mobile and entice other researchers to come to Europe.
Three students from Pub School Inversine in Kenmare have won this year's European Union Model Council debating competition in Dublin Castle, competing for Bulgaria against 27 other schools around the country, each representing a European Union member state. They successfully argued that the European Union should strive to reach 35% of its energy output from renewable sources. They won computer tablets and a trip to the European Parliament in Strasbourg, France for their win. Student Rebecca Smith from Kimmare says the recent events help students create a greater awareness of how debate at European level works.
It was very helpful in broadening my awareness of the EU and issues dealt with by the EU, because previously I had never particularly given this issue much thought, but after today I'll be very much more aware of this issue and what we can do to change it. Also, it made me much more aware of how a European debate would actually go on, because it isn't like a free-for-all. You can't just say what you want when you want to. It's very ordered and everyone gets an equal chance to speak, and I think that's a very good contribution of the EU to the world politics as a whole.
This is Carmel O'Donoghue for Europe Today on 103.2 Dublin City FM.
€610 million EU investment has been agreed to promote employment, social inclusion and skills in Ireland. This will be matched by national funding to bring the total investment to €1.15 billion. It is expected that the programme will support people through upskilling and retraining. Senior officials from Iran and six powers negotiating with Tehran over its nuclear programme will hold talks in Switzerland on the 5th of March, the European Union said on Friday. The six powers are seeking to negotiate an agreement with Tehran to address concerns that Iran is seeking nuclear weapons technology, something it denies. Ireland ranks 9th out of the 28 EU member states in the digital performance stakes, according to the new Digital Economy and Society Index, with an overall score of 0.52. This performs above the EU average of 0.47. This new digital index tool provides a ranking of countries according to their digital performance. In May, the European Commission will propose a strategy for achieving a connected digital single market, focusing on making a real difference to people's lives. In advance of this, the Commission has set up Digital for You, a new website where you can post your experiences, needs, problems and ideas. The leader of the UK Independence Party is promising a breakthrough in the May parliamentary elections. Nigel Farage told delegates at his party's annual conference on Friday that the party is an unstoppable force. One of UKIP's main election pledges is to tighten immigration policy in the UK. UKIP only has two members of parliament in Britain's House of Commons, but they still represent a worry for the two main UK parties, since they could end up holding the balance of power. Bank of Ireland, the country's largest by assets, is back in the black, making a profit last year for the first time since 2008. Growth has been regained with a mixture of new lending, and the balance sheet has been boosted by using money set aside for bad loans. Its recovery is quicker than many of its competitors, as its two main markets, Ireland and the UK, have grown quicker than most of the rest of Europe. The European Commission has sent a strong signal to member states to carry out structural reforms and to continue consolidating their public finances. It said that Ireland is experiencing a macroeconomic imbalance which requires decisive policy action and specific monitoring. Despite a marked improvement in the economic outlook, there are risks related to the high level of debt, financial sector challenges and high unemployment, all items which deserve close attention. The EU and Japan closed an eighth round of talks on a free trade agreement last week, with the EU reporting incremental progress as the two sides work towards an outline deal by the end of the year. How can technology, innovation and new ways of cooperation help Europe turn the challenge of its ageing population into an opportunity? That's the central question that the Summit on Innovation for Active and Healthy Ageing aims to engage Europe's policy, services and market leaders. It happens on the 9th and 10th of March.
This is Carmel O'Donoghue for Europe Today on 103.2 Dublin City FM.
Mes chers parents, je pars. Je vous aime et je pars. Vous n'aurez plus d'enfants ce soir. Je ne m'enfuis pas, je vole. Comprenez bien, je vole. Sans fumée, sans alcool. Je vole, je vole. Elle m'observait hier, soucieuse, troublée, ma mère, comme si elle le sentait. En fait, elle se doutait, entendait. J'ai dit que j'étais bien, tout à fait l'air serein. Elle a fait comme de rien, et mon père, démuni, a souri. Ne pas se retourner, s'éloigner un peu plus. Il y a gare, une autre gare, et enfin l'Atlantique. Mes chers parents, je pars, je vous aime et je pars. Vous n'aurez plus d'enfants ce soir. Je ne m'enfuis pas, je vole. Comprenez bien, je vole. Sans fumée, sans alcool. Je vole, je vole. Je me demande sur ma route si mes parents se doutent que mes larmes ont coulé, mes promesses et l'envie d'avancer. Seulement croire en ma vie, tout ce qui m'est promis. Pourquoi, où et comment, dans ce train qui s'éloigne chaque instant. C'est bizarre cette guerre qui me bloque la poitrine. Je ne peux plus respirer. Ça m'empêche de chanter. Mes chers parents, je pars. Je vous aime, mais je pars. vous n'aurez plus d'enfants. Ce soir, je ne m'enfuis pas, je vole. Comprenez bien, je vole. Sans fumée, sans alcool, je vole, je vole. La 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 la. La la la. Je vole, je vole.
That's a new entry into the French charts. It's a track called Je Vole by an artist called Luan. She's very, very popular in France.
Broadcasting on 103.2, this is Dublin City FM.
Now you can follow Europe Today on Twitter.
The EU employs as many as 5,300 translators and interpreters, 2,500 of which are working in the Directorate General for Translation, or the DGT, in Brussels and Luxembourg. They translate all subject areas and document types, range from laws or reports from member states, as well as websites. The DGT Translating Service offers a large range of services that include not only translation, but also editing, written and oral summaries, a translation hotline for other EU institutions, web translation, linguistic advice, translation of confidential texts and others. They also create translation memories, such as the Euromiss, and they are currently building up their own machine translation system. Europe Today went to speak to Ronan McMurphy, field officer with the Irish Language Unit at the Directorate General for Translations for the European Commission, in the European Commission House in Dawson Street here in Dublin. I began by asking Ronan why he got into translating.
Well, I'm a translator. My three languages that I have are Irish, French and English. And I had a background in translating. I was translating as a freelance. And I did that for a few years, and then I saw an advertisement come up within the institutions, and I decided to apply. So, and as all advertisements go out, it's all to do with competition, so that it's open and fair. I went through a competition, and here I am.
Okay, well, that's how you got into the European Union, into the European Commission House here. But how did you actually get into the translating itself? I mean, you said you were freelance translator.
Yeah, well, what I did was, I mean, I was always interested in languages. And,
right, okay.
Funny enough, I have a background in finance, or in financial services.
Right.
And you'll find actually a lot of translators have varying different backgrounds in that, right. Which is kind of interesting because we need people with all kinds of different skills, because you don't know exactly what you could be translating from one day to the next. But I went from that, and then I was always interested in languages. I lived in France for a couple of years. When I was a student in France, I lived with a guy who was himself a translator.
All right.
Yeah, and he was an English fella. He had an apartment overlooking the Seine and stuff, so I rented a room off him. But always interested in languages, always interested in translating different cultures and that, because when you do translate, it's not just about translating words, phrases and such, it's about translating a culture, and
right.
You gotta really understand what the culture is about so that you can really get it across into whatever language you're translating into.
Is there a special sort of paradigms that you have to stay within when you're translating here in the European
Well,
Union?
What we do is, you could actually be translating all kinds of different things, but something like poetry and that kind of thing is literary translation, and it's a particular skill.
Okay.
Depending on languages, a lot of people actually become specialists in certain sectors. So you could have, for example, legal translators, you could be economic translators, you could be specialists, as I say, in different sectors, because you'd be au fait with those kinds of things.
Right. Okay.
So also there's a little, just to clarify, there's a lot of people who make the little bit confused maybe between what is a translator and what is an interpreter.
Right, which I did myself.
I didn't want to say that. Yeah. So an interpreter then is he translates the spoken word.
Right.
And translator translates the written word. So an interpreter would be the kind of person, if you were looking at a picture of the European Parliament, for example, and you saw it on the news and you see these booths at the back, that's those people with the headphones on back. They're doing all the talking that you don't hear. But the people who hear that are all the delegates who would be actually in the debating chamber. And they would hear the translations of the interpretations of people in all the different languages. So that's what an interpreter interpreter does. It's a real specific skill as it's translating, but and they are trained in a different way to translate.
Right, okay. Now, what advice would you give to somebody who possibly, I mean, some people would have more than two or three languages.
Absolutely,
maybe,
yeah, yeah.
But is there something within, again, if you're looking for some people,
if you were
within
to,
the
if
European
somebody wants to be,
institutions, yeah.
Somebody wants to be a translator, the best thing to do, well, if they have some experience in it, then it's obviously a good help. The thing that they must have is, first of all, there's a few basic qualifications. One, you have to be a member of one of the member states.
Right.
You have to have a degree.
Right.
And then if you have the requisite level of language, then you can go ahead and apply. Now, for a linguistic job, you need to have three languages.
Right.
There are other jobs, obviously, with all the institutions and that, and you only need two.
Right.
So there'll be the, and so as we're talking about the linguistic jobs, I'll stick with that. So basically, you have to have your main language. So mine would be Irish. So you have to have that at a level that's called C2. Now, what does that mean? When you're defining how your level in each language, there's a rubric, if you want to call it that, where we actually go from A1, A2, B1, B2, and C1, C2, where C2 is the highest level and
right.
A1 is the lowest.
Okay.
So so basically, you have to have a perfect knowledge of your native language. Then you have to, and with the other two, you need to have at least a C1 level. I hope that's clear.
Right, okay.
So, and then, so you need that in two other languages. So in my case, then I have, and of the all the three, two of them, one of them at least has to be one of the three main ones. So you're talking about English, French, and German.
Right.
Okay. Now, once they've got that, then you apply. Now, the way that somebody should apply is go through a website. It's called the EPSO. So that's the European Personnel Selection Office.
Okay.
Now, European Personnel Selection Office, then they run competitions. So it's all open for everybody,
okay.
And it's fair.
And those details are available on that website.
Absolutely. They go there and they set up their account, and then what they do is they make the application. Now, it's every summer there are language-based competitions. So don't underestimate them. If anybody's thinking about doing, don't underestimate it. You really got to do a bit of work. Not necessarily just on the language, but also you've got verbal reasoning tests and you've got numerical tests. And those are the first tests that you do. The verbal, and they're a bit like some tests that you might do, say, for example, John, to get into, say, the civil service or the guard, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So they're working out how you, and there's lots of little puzzles and things like that. So there should be, so people should not underestimate those, do a little bit of work. It's not that they're difficult, it's that people need to do a bit of preparation, a good bit of preparation.
Right, okay.
Okay. So that's basically what you do, you go into that. Now, from time to time, there are other competitions. And so the best thing there, again, is to keep an eye on the website, go in from time to time, see what's available. And there's also another thing for anybody, say, who's got a degree, not quite sure what way they're going to go, they can also put in on a traineeship. So traineeships, then, you can with any one of the institutions, and that's for people who have just finished their degree, for example, and they can do a 5-year five-month traineeship with one of the institutions, and they do get paid for that as
well.
Okay. So that's...
that's essentially the process of
there's
of
a process of getting in there. There's also
for
people who want a taster,
right,
who've just out of college or something
right.
like that. I'd really recommend it. Now, it's just coming up to the end of a period. They put those out twice a year. We're just coming up to the end of a period where students can actually apply to that. But there will come a second one later on in the year. And all the details there again are on the EPSO website.
Right.
And just look up traineeships in French. They're called stage. That's typically, even for English speakers, that's typically with the word that's used as well. So there's loads and loads of opportunities. I'd really encourage people to go and have a look at that website. Have a look at, and even if they want to come back to me, they can go to EU Ireland, and they'll come onto our own website of the representation here, and you'll find my details. By all means, contact me, and I'll give you all the information that they require.
You said one of the things about the job of a translator is to translate culture. So, I mean, obviously, certain things in one culture might make complete sense, in another culture it
That's
makes
true.
Complete nonsense. So, the difficulties that you've experienced, Ronan, again, if we could touch on that just very, very quickly.
The difficulties is basically something that we spoke about before was basically just really getting your head around what all the institutions are, how you can get that into the translate that in the sense to in the simplest way possible so that people can understand the message. Because very often a lot of the things that are written are being translated from English for talk's sake, but they're not necessarily written by native English speakers. So the English might not be clear. It could have just could not be clear. So there are actually services within the institution to actually say, right, we'll take this legalese and we'll translate it into normal English and then we'll translate
okay.
it. So there's a lot of that goes on as well. So it's very, very interesting. And but then you obviously want to translate it when things are coming through. Say you need to have an understanding of the language from which it's coming. So I have translated stuff from in French, and you get sometimes these terminology comes up. Like that you have to grapple with, and
okay,
that
yeah,
comes
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
it makes sense, say in a French context, but it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, yeah,
thing
of
in
course,
any other
yeah,
context.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's and you do come across funny little things, like in Brussels and in amongst the institutions, people talking about I'm going for a training. Well, an English speaker would say, "Well, I'm going for a training session." But a training on its own doesn't make any sense, you know. Or
yeah, yeah.
And those kinds of things get bantered about all the time, so
yeah.
much so that even English speakers end up using that terminology. So there's a few little kind of cultural things. I can't really just think off the top of my head of something that just went, oh, that really...
Right, okay, yeah.
Really
well, no, I often think that, you know, I mean, even just dealing with Irish and the translation between Irish and English, the Irish language has a completely different way of looking at the world than
yeah.
the way than when you speak in English.
Yeah.
They have a completely different way of how the world actually interacts with you.
Absolutely.
You know, so then you've also got the difficulty of dealing with, you know, the way people use language in a sort of the way they observe life and the
yeah.
way they observe. And then you've got that difficulty going on as well. So, I mean, that obviously must
well,
come into
every,
the whole
every
role.
Language.
This comes into the whole part of the job as well, does it?
Yeah, every culture has its own... a language
yeah.
is like a manifestation of a culture, and every therefore every language portrays that culture, and so like there's no one language is odder than another. Every language has its own idiosyncrasies.
Again, if anybody is considering a career like this, is it something that evolves? Do you need to go on courses on a regular basis, or how far can you?
Well, there
take
is
it
there
or?
Is constant internal training. And there's constantly training available. Now, I came, as I say, I have three languages, but you could, and I could, learn more languages. And there's other forms of training that you can do that are provided by the institutions as well. So it's a fantastic
okay.
place to work.
Right.
There's lots of benefits. People are good to work with, and it's a really good multicultural experience.
Yeah.
So anybody who's thinking about it, I would say to them, absolutely go ahead. Take the entrance exams as quite seriously. Yeah, as I say, it's not that they're difficult, but if you don't prepare, then you won't do well in them. So it's, do a bit of preparation and put in, apply, and see how and make sure you give it your best shot.
Okay.
Because it really is worth it once you're in there.
I think that'll do us for the moment, Ronan.
Right.
Thanks a million for taking the time out to talk to us here on Europe Today.
You're very welcome.
Thanks a million, Ronan.
Der Wind ist kalt und rau und mir wüsste ganz genau, die letzte Phase ist leer und die Knochen, die sind schwer. Doch wenn wir zusammen singen, dann wird das überall gut klingen. Was soll uns schon passieren? Solange mir Leben führe. Polka, 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 vom Ring bis an die Wolga. Polka, 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 der Bitter und die Olga. Cabernet oder Wodka. Polka, 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 alles halb so schlimm, wenn wir zusammen sind. Polka, 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 vom Ring bis an die Wolga. Polka, 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 der Bitter und die Olga. Cabernet oder Wodka. Polka, 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 alles halb so schlimm, wenn wir zusammen sind. Und ist der Winter noch so lang, mag Löwe fester dran. Wir haben so viel durchgemacht, jetzt machen wir uns grad. Und steht die Welt in Flamme, wir stehen all zusammen. Jan Sial, woher mag komme? Jetzt haben wir uns gefunden. Polka, 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 vom Ring bis an die Wolga. Polka, 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 der Bitter und die Olga. Cabernet oder Wodka. Polka, 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 alles halb so schlimm, wenn wir zusammen sind. Polka, 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 vom Ring bis an die Wolga. Polka, 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 der Bitter und die Olga. Cabernet oder Wodka. Polka, 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 alles halb so schlimm, wenn wir zusammen sind.
That's a very prominent Kölsch rock band called Brings from Germany, and that's their latest offering, Polka, 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 number 3 in the German charts.
Well, I'm afraid that's all we have time for this week's, folks. I hope you've enjoyed the programme. Again, a very, very special thank you to Ronan McMurphig, Field Officer with the Irish Language Unit at the Directorate General for Translations for the European Commission. Don't forget to check out our website portal, europetoday.ie, which will have a podcast of today's programme and links to the various items that we've mentioned today as well. Join me again here on 103.2 Dublin City FM at the same time next week on your programme Europe Today.